Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is gossip time, setting you into the weekend with some dirty laundry. What's going on?
So Kid Rock attacked Taylor Swift on Twitter this morning, and it...
Yeah, he doesn't like her career or her politics. He's a staunch Republican, Donald Trump's man, and basically he said she would do just about anything sexual to get a movie role in Hollywood.
Yeah, not good there, Kid Rock. Really?
Yeah, what's up with that? Why is he going after her? I don't understand that.
But then it looks like Taylor Swift, there's rumors going around she might be engaged. Her fans are starting to think that because of one of the new songs coming out. Talks about something borrowed and something blue, so...
All right, but once again, I don't know, where's all the anger coming from?
From Kid Rock? Yeah, I don't know.
Calm down, dude.
So last night, I was half asleep, and I, opened my eyes, and I see Ron Burgundy on the TV. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah! Your favorite anchor man from San Diego, Will Ferrell, came on five of the late night shows. I don't know. It keeps saying six on the copy I'm reading, but he was on Conan. He was on Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel. So I'm counting five there. If the sixth one's out there, I don't know which one it was. But yeah, he was recreating his old character.
Yeah, I guess it's to promote season two of his podcast. What? I'm like, okay. But I can't believe all of them allowed him on every network.
Yeah, you don't see that too often.
No,
if at all.
Charlie Sheen's ex, Brooke Mueller, checked herself into a trauma center 3 weeks ago. And we know why, because all these audio tapes are coming out and these stories. Now about her.
Yeah, the sad thing is they have two 10-year-old kids, her and Charlie Sheen, and I don't know if she's fit to be the mother of those kids, and I don't know if, obviously
if
he isn't.
I know, so it's like, wow.
But yeah, apparently they had these eyes wide shut
type parties.
Get busy parties in the Hamptons, and she would bring in a luggage full of suitcase full of drugs, including crystal meth and cocaine and black tar heroin.
Yep. She's been out of control for so many years, and I guess the kids
are
now.
Yeah, her and Charlie seem like the perfect couple, but unfortunately, it's too bad they had kids. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Finally, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton look like they're taking the next step in their relationship, and they've bought a house together.
Yeah, they've been splitting time between his Oklahoma ranch and both of their L.A. homes. So they're buying a home together in L.A. Gwen's house is for sale for $25 million. It's 15,000 square feet that she bought back in 2006 with her ex, Gavin Rosdale. But that is on the market now. So they are going to have a nice little cuddly place in L.A. together.
I was just talking to someone about this today. Don't buy a house with someone you're not married to.
Gina speaks from experience.
Yes. There. Biggest mistake I ever made in my life.
But look, you made it through.
You've
got a beautiful new estate.
I do.
A very prestigious location. So it all worked out in the end, but that's good advice.
Yeah, don't do it. And also Channing Tatum renting a place in England to move in with Jessie J. What's going on? Everybody's moving in together.
Well, there you go. Cohabitation. Gina J, who knows? You might be the next one.
Yeah. We'll hold our breath on that.
Just don't. Yeah. Make sure you get married before you do
Yes,
that.
Exactly. And Teddy and I are very comfortable on the couch now together, so.
Yeah, there's really no room for
a
man.
No room.
Just you and Teddy. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
How bad
you
is
never
it
know.
Now? He does have his own little spot on the couch now, and that was my spot, and then I notice he keeps sleeping on it, so I've moved over to the other side of the couch. Yes.
Well, he'll eventually take that over, too.
Probably.
Yeah, that's just how it is with dogs. They, they
He's
just
so
want to be with you
cute.
All the time.
I can't say no.
No, you can't. You look at their face and you're like, all right, all right, I'll move over.
Yep.
That's good stuff.